Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called What Are the Unique Challenges of Rodent Control versus Insect or Wildlife Control in Rochester? You know, I had a client ask me recently why rodent control seems so much more complicated than dealing with ants or raccoons. And let me tell you, these little guys are playing chess while other pests are playing checkers. Let me explain why Rochester's rodent situation needs a completely different playbook. First off, we're dealing with some seriously smart cookies here. Mice and rats don't just mindlessly wander into traps like your average housefly. They learn, adapt, and even warn their buddies about dangers. I've watched mice literally create detours around traps that worked just days before. And Rochester's beautiful old homes, they're basically luxury condos for rodents, with all those perfect hiding spots in the vintage architecture. Now, let's talk about our lovely Rochester weather. When those brutal winters hit, rodents don't hibernate like some wildlife. They're house hunting, just like us. While insects might die off or go dormant, rats and mice are actively seeking warm spots. And unlike insects that might use one entry point, rodents are master explorers. They'll find multiple ways in, making control significantly more complex. Here's where it gets really interesting. Infrastructure challenges. While an ant might squeeze through a tiny crack, rodents actually create their own entrances. They can chew through materials that would stop most other pests dead in their tracks. I've seen mice turn solid wood trim into Swiss cheese overnight. This means we need whole house exclusion strategies rather than just spot treatments. Let me share a quick story from a recent job on Park Avenue. The homeowner had been battling ants for years, throwing every ant treatment in the book at the problem. Turns out, the mouse population in their foundation was actually attracting the ants. The mice were leaving food crumbs everywhere. Once we sealed up the rodent entry points, both problems disappeared. Here's your takeaway tip for today. If you can fit a pencil into a gap around your home, a mouse can get in. Start with a thorough inspection of your foundation. That's where most rodent control success stories begin. Don't waste time and money on other pest control measures until you've addressed these entry points. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.